Hey guys, so it has been a while. I actually just recorded this episode and then an alarm went off on my phone and it completely deleted everything. And so here I am again, re-recording this episode for you. There is a reason. There is a reason that I didn't record. But anyways, so it's been a few months since you guys have heard from me, and now I have to go back and say everything that I just said, which was a lot of emotional stuff. But here we go again. So this entire episode is going to be about grief, and so if you're not ready to kind of dive into that, that wound is wide open for you right now and you are not there, that is totally fine, and you can come back to this episode whenever you need to. But those of you that have been following me on social media, you know why I have been absent for the last few months. And if you haven't, then my best friend and love of my life passed away in April. So I had to take some time off, back in the emotions. And so I kind of shut the world out there for a while. It was very difficult, and it still is very difficult, but I felt like this episode is something that needed to be released, and so I'm here re-recording it. But that is why I've been gone for the last few months, and if you have been following me on social media and you have been part of my support system, I greatly appreciate you guys more than you will ever know. And if you haven't, that's totally fine too, but if you've been wondering where the heck I went, I left for a while. Like I said, I shut people out. I could not shower, I could not brush my teeth, I couldn't eat, I couldn't get off my floor, and so, yeah, I was just trying to make it through moment by moment, fighting off some serious depression. I still am, but this will be an emotional episode. So, like I said, if you're not ready for it, that's totally fine. You might be the beginning stages of your grief, and you just were like me, and you didn't want to interact with anyone, you didn't want to talk to anyone. Ignoring phone calls, ignoring text messages, ignoring regular messages, that's totally fine, and it's totally normal, and that is why I wanted to create this grief episode, because it is not talked about, and I really feel like it should be, because you're not giving a manual, like, you don't know what to do. You feel crazy. So, as you're laying on the floor and not being able to eat or shower or brush your teeth or interact with the outside world, and you feel like you're losing your mind, like, this is for you. Kind of like a guide, I guess. I don't know. Take it how you want it. Take it the best way that you can. Just the people who know, know, and the people who don't, they don't, and that's okay. But for the people who do know, this is for all of you, just to know that you're not alone. So let's try to re-record this episode and hope that nothing deletes it right when I'm getting ready to publish it. But it is what it is. So we all know the stages of grief. There's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. But what we're not told, because it's not overly talked about, is that these stages aren't all done in order, nor are they done just once. You could be in denial now. Tomorrow you're bargaining, 30 minutes later you're angry, then you're feeling a moment of acceptance, and then you're back into bargaining and denial. It is a literal roller coaster of emotions, and it is exhausting. So I wanted to share a few things that have helped me so far in case you're grieving, or if you know someone who is, and you don't know how to support them right now. I have seen so much death around me recently, and I just want you to know that you're not going crazy during your grieving process, even though you feel like you are. And if you want to openly talk about it, then that's okay. And if you don't, that's okay too, because it's your choice. It is not anyone else's. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, you can ignore messages. You can ignore text. You can ignore phone calls. You can ignore everyone. And you do not need to feel guilty about it, because as much as people try to be nice and they try to be there for you, sometimes they just say some stupid shit. And so don't feel obligated to answer messages. When you feel mentally ready to do so, you can. And then you can even respond to people like, hey, thanks for reaching out. I'm not mentally in a space to talk or hold a conversation or interact with anyone, and leave it at that. Some days I'm okay talking about how I'm feeling, and some days I don't want to talk about it at all. I will never be able to say enough, though, that having the space and sitting with me in silence that I receive from my community and from people on social media to be able to grieve how I needed and still need to has helped me tremendously. Receiving messages of, you don't need to respond, but I just wanted you to know that I'm here if you need me, made such a difference. Those words of reassurance, knowing that you're close enough if I need to reach out, but far enough away that I don't feel like you're drowning me, are some of the messages that I will hold closest to my heart forever. I want to give you a visual to think back on whenever you come across someone that is grieving. So just picture this in your head. Someone is drowning. They're trying to reach for air. They're underwater, barely holding on. And then you just say to them, trust God's plans. Those words are like someone punching you right back under the water when you try to come back up for that breath. People mean well. They really do. And as humans, when someone is hurting, we want to do everything that we can to take that hurt away. But a couple takeaways from that is that the person that is grieving feels like they can't grieve in a messy, angry, please fuck off kind of way. They have already been ripped wide open, and as much as you want to say light and airy things because it might make you feel better and not as uncomfortable in a situation, it makes the griever feel that much worse. Like they have no place to turn to just let it all out, because your arms are full of love and light, and that's not what they're needing during this time. The anger, the hostility, the darkness, and everything else needs a safe space to be held too. Mentally, I have moments of okayness, and they are more frequent than they were in the beginning, but I still cry every morning and every night, as you can tell, because I just cried at the beginning of this episode. I'm not laying on my floor anymore. It's more of a moving through grief versus sitting in it, because it's a part of my life and it comes with me everywhere, and I'm okay with that, because having it intertwined with me has turned me into who I am now, a person who can openly talk about grief on a platform that gets seen and heard by thousands of people. I have a voice, and I'm going to use it how I feel led to. Grief is a taboo subject because it makes people uncomfortable, and I think that's because most people don't know how to respond to it when it happens to someone they know. This goes back to the wanting to use light and airy words, but grief is not light and airy, and that's more than okay. As a reminder, you do not need to be love and light to be seen, heard, and held. And I hope that by me being open about this, it helps at least one person know that it's okay to grieve how they need to grieve in their own way. I know the end of my podcast episodes always have an affirmation. This one won't, because honestly, I don't have the mental space for an affirmation for you. It's just in the sense of, if you're going through this right now, give yourself grace. Hold space for all of the parts, all of them, the dark, the hard, the you can't shower, you can't go outside, you can't eat right now, can't brush your teeth, all the things that seem so simple for the world around you. They're not that simple when you are fighting depression and you're in and out of it. And so don't look around you, engage yourself in what you're doing and how you're showing up in the world as one, who you were before grief hit you and how the world is operating around you. Yes, other people are showing up and they're doing their day-to-day is so simple. But just keep in mind for you as the griever and for someone who is supporting someone who is grieving that it is not that simple. And so, yes, now I am able to shower more easily, brush my teeth, kind of getting back into the routine of things, working out, working with clients, you know, all of those things. But it's not something that happens overnight, and there are still days that I just lay on my couch. And so that's my affirmation for you, I guess, to just give yourself grace and hold space for everything that you're feeling. So if this episode resonated with you, then I would love it if you left a review, and feel free to share this episode or any of them on your social media and tag me in it on Instagram at barbells_and_brownies so that we can empower people all over the world. Feel free to just connect with me on there. You can add me. You can find me on Facebook, if you're not on Instagram, at Brittany Meller, BrittanyMuller. I have the same profile picture on both platforms, so it's easy to find me. And then, email's on there as well. Everything is on my socials, so we can stay connected. You can stay up to date with my podcast episodes, join my newsletter list, get access to recipes, like all the good stuff. So send me a request if you would like to. I love you guys, and I am here, and I'm hoping to start releasing episodes monthly again. I don't know when in the month. It'll just be by the last Wednesday of every month, there should be a new episode up and running. So, all right, guys, I love you. Go kick ass today. And if that includes just trying to get into the fucking shower, then I support you and I'm so proud of you.